How many times can we watch A Christmas Carol? By now, we know every beat, whether it's in Dickens' London or set in the modern era. It's all been done. For over a quarter century, Cary Perloff's production of A Christmas Carol graced the ACT stage, but it was time to move on. After a long gestation, we have A Why Not Christmas Carol, written by noted playwright Craig Lucas and directed by ACT's Pam McKinnon at the Tony Remby Theater, formerly the Geary, through December 24th. The conceit sounds good. People love to look behind the curtain. They want to see how the proverbial sausage is made. So instead of your standard ghost-by-ghost account, why not show the creation of a stage version of A Christmas Carol, from early rehearsals to tech to previews to opening night? Fictional actors could have their own conflicts, and as the staging gets more complex and fine-tuned, those conflicts can be resolved in line with the original tale, along with commentary about today's Gilded Age. Dickens is still relevant, after all. A Why Not Christmas Carol has a who's who of top Bay Area actors at their peak. The production values are there, too, the stage effects, the singing, the dancing. But a conceit is a concept, it's not a script. And it's right there in the ACT playbill as the actors' bios link with the names of the characters they're playing. Not the Dickens characters, but the actor characters. We remember Marley, we remember Scrooge. We don't remember Phil or Jess, and why should we? There are 16 people in the cast, and over half the play is Dickens. The trick of an actor playing a fictional actor playing a character is that the fictional actor isn't the real actor, and the performance as a character has to reflect that fictional character, who again is not the real actor. Get it? It works in wild comedies like Noises Off or The Play That Goes Wrong because the characters are created with broad strokes. They're not intended to match reality. The result here, though, isn't funny enough or profound enough to hold our interests. The actors don't matter, and the story is diluted. We get the worst of both worlds. And the final lesson. In times of trouble, we must have hope because, well, why not? Right now, though, there isn't much hope. We are in Europe before the Blitzkrieg. Read the room. A Why Not Christmas Carol, intended as a souffle, is only half-baked. A Why Not Christmas Carol plays at ACT's Tony Remby Theater through December 24th. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.